It's the Top of the Pops from the BBC in London. Well, hello and welcome to this get-together in our London studio with the Tops in Britain today with Cliff Bennett, the Rebel Rousers, Dave Berry, the Cruisers, Susan Moore, Uniform Plus Two, and the Animals. And this is Brian Matthew introducing the stars, and with us today, I'm glad to say, gorgeous Susan Moore, with whom we've all been in love for years. Went and did the dirty on us recently and married someone else she did.
Well, that's you fooled anyway.
Oh, that's nice. But congratulations anyway, love.
Oh, thank you.
Well, that's life. But this is show business, so let's go. And this is the swinging sound of one of the best groups around. Here's some good news from Cliff Bennett and the Rebel Rousers.
Well, my baby's coming home tomorrow. Ain't that good news, Manny Van? Baby's coming home tomorrow. Ain't that news, Manny, that news? I got a letter just the other day telling me that she was on her way. And she wants me to meet her at the station. Ain't that good news, Manny, that news? In the letter, she told me she was sorry. Ain't that good news, Manny, that news? In the letter, she said that she was sorry. Ain't that news, Manny, that news? She said she's sorry that she left. Found out she don't want nobody help. She said she wants me all to sell. Ain't that good news, Manny, that news? Baby's coming home tomorrow. Ain't that news, Manny, that news? We're gonna have a party at the station. Ain't that good news, Manny, that news? Have a party at the station. Ain't that news, Manny, that news? Well, I can't wait to get home where we can finally be alone. Telephone. Ain't that good news, Manny, that news? Ain't that news, ain't that good news? Oh, I said that's good news. Well, my baby's coming home tomorrow. Ain't that good news, Manny, that news? Ain't that news, ain't that news, yeah? Ain't that good news, yeah? It's all right, she's all right.
Cliff Bennett and the Rebel Rousers. And now meet a singer who's a real individualist, Dave Berry. Dave, you had a big hit here with a number called The Crying Game, and then the follow-up was nothing like a success. Well, have you got any theories as to why this might have been so?
I think it was because the people expected me to do something different with each record I'd made. Mm-hmm. And this one, I realise now, was so similar to Crying Game that the people are more or less buying two records the same.
Yeah, it was, of course, the same composer, wasn't it, Jeff Stevens?
Same composer, yeah.
Is this one reason why you didn't take a Jeff Stevens song for your new record?
Not particularly, no. It was just that Jeff Stevens didn't send me anything that I fancied this time.
I see. And where did you find your new one?
It's an American number. I heard it about a month ago.
The title is what?
Little Things.
Oh, yes, it's a Bobby Goldsboro number.
Bobby Goldsboro number, yeah.
Great. Well, would you care to swing into Little Things right now?
Thank you very much, yeah.
That you say.
You're tuned to Top of the Pops. This is the big band sound of the Reg Tilsley Group, providing just the right kind of backing for the first song from Susan Moore.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid, Susan Moore there. And now, meet a group who have the unusual name of Unit 4 Plus 2. Now, fellas, we're still receiving lots of queries as to why you chose this title. What's the answer?
Started off with the Unit 4. We started with just one guitar, Spanish guitar, practicing harmonies. We are a harmony group, basically, you see. And we gradually commercialized and toured to join the group. And that was Unit 4 Plus 2.
Well, we're delighted to see that you're... own composition, Concrete and Clay, has climbed almost to the top of the hit parade. Great going. Would you sing it for us now?
Yes, certainly. Love to.
You to me are sweet as roses in the morning. You to me are soft as summer rain at dawn. In love we share like something rare. The sidewalks in the street, the concrete and the clay beneath my feet begins to crumble, but love will never die, because we'll see the mountains tumble before we say goodbye. My love and I will be in love eternally. That's the way, that's the way it's meant to be. All around I see the purple shades of evening. On the ground shadows fall, and once again you're in my arms so tenderly. The sidewalks in the street, the concrete and the clay beneath my feet begins to crumble. But love will never die, because we'll see the mountains tumble before we say goodbye. My love and I will be in love eternally. That's the way, that's the way it's meant to be. Concrete and the clay beneath my feet begins to
crumble. But luck will never die, because we'll see the mountains stumble before we say goodbye.
My love and I will be in love eternally.
That's the way, that's the way it's meant to be. That's the way.
And on we go with London's liveliest radio show, Top of the Pops. Right now we're going to hear Gonna Send You Back to Georgia by one of our top favorite R&B groups, The Animals. The Animals, Eric Burden taking lead vocal, as usual. And next we're going to hear... Oh, hang on a minute. Cliff Bennett seems to want to have words. What's on your mind, mate?
Well, Brian, I think it's about time you did a number.
It's funny you should say that, Cliff. As a matter of fact, Jerry said this.
I can't understand that.
Oh, I see. Well, what kind of number do you suggest?
Well, I can see you singing Heartbreak Hotel, I think.
All right, I'll work on it.
Sorry about that.
Cliff, you're... But not your first record, but you had a big hit a couple of records back.
Mm-hmm.
And Georgie Fame had a big hit, and everyone sort of said, this is a breakthrough for this kind of sound. And then neither his second record nor yours really happened in anything like the same way. Do you think we were all shouting a bit too soon?
Well, I don't know, because we was disappointed, really, because we thought, actually, that I'll Take You Home was about the best record we'd made technically.
Do you feel that way about the new one?
Yeah, because everyone you make, you know, you think is better, and I hope you don't.
Well, yeah, sure. All right, would you... Give us a performance of this number
now. Sure.
Anyway, we'll all make up our own minds.
Sure.
Okay, this title is...
Three Rooms with Running Water.
Three rooms. Now she's gone, I'm alone.
Cliff Bennett and the Rebel Rousers. And one more now from Dave Berry. I haven't mentioned as yet that Dave's own group are called the Cruisers. Well, they're with us today as well, of course. So let's hear from Dave and the boys with Cadillac.
As I was motivating back in town, I saw a Cadillac sign saying, no money down. So I eased on my brake and I pulled in the drive. Gunned my motor twice, then I walked inside. The dealer came to me, he said, trade in your motor and I'll put you in a car that eat up the road. Just tell me what you want and then sign that line, and I'll have it brought down to you in an hour's time.
And now, Top of the Pops welcomes Susan Morn to the mic. Susan, we mentioned at the beginning of the show that you recently got married. Now, how do you see your own future as a pop star and a married lady?
Well, so far we're booked up right until the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And I think that I can sort of combine the marriage and show business career. I think it's great.
You obviously don't think that it matters anymore whether a pop singer's married or not.
I don't think so. I think it's better for a girl rather than boys, because you do get a lot of teenage girls who go wild over these groups, you know, and the boys. I don't think that applies to girls.
No. All right. Well, then, let's dedicate the number from your record to your husband. How about that?
Oh, thank you. He'll be very pleased.
Well, and it's called?
You'll Never Get Away From Me.
Watch
and
it.
He won't.
What you say?
You Can Never Get Away From Me, Susan Morne. And how Unit 4 Plus 2 can think of any other girl with Susan around, I can't imagine. But they can, and she's the girl from New York City. And now some more of the best in Britain in Top of the Pops. Now, the Animals have earned the reputation of being the British group to have got closest to an authentic rhythm and blues sound. Now, Eric, how do you think you've achieved this?
Well, because we believe in the music and we've played it for some time now. And from being sort of very young, we've been interested in what I'd call genuine, real rock and roll music.
Yeah.
Which, to me, and people like Fats Domino, when he was around, was streets ahead of other artists in that field, and he just stuck in my mind, and he's never changed. He's the same.
Yeah, that's true. Now, Eric, can we talk about your music? Where did you find your hit number, Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood?
Well, we heard it, first heard it in America by Miss Nina Simone.
Great artist.
And, yeah, she's a knockout. And we've simplified it, and we've taken the basic musical riff in the background, simplified it, and a repetitive thing at the end, which I hope will stick in people's minds, you know.
Well, let's hope it sticks right now. Would you sing it for us?
Yeah, great. Sure. Thank you.
Baby, do you understand me now? It's sometimes I seem to be bad. But don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I get a little mad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good.
joy that is hard to hide. And then again it seems like all I have to do is worry, and then you're bound to see my other side.
The Animals, and it's finale time with one more number from each of our guests. First, Cliff Bennett and the Rebel Rousers with Baby, Baby, Baby. It's Top of the Pops finale, bringing you now Dave Berry and the Cruisers with I've Got a Tiger by the Tail.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. Won't be much when you get through with me. I'm losing weight and turning mighty pale. Looks like I got a tiger by the tail. Just the kind of fit my dreams and plans. Now the face we're living takes with pride.
Susan Moon sings a recent British number one hit, It's Not Unusual. And it's two to go in this Top of the Pop show. And Unit 4 Plus 2 bow out with the one-time Drifter's success, Save the Last Dance for Me.
You can dance every dance with a guy who gives you the eye, let him hold you tight. You can smile every smile for the man who held your hand neath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking I know,
oh, I know
that the music is fine, like sparkling wine. You go and have your fun.
Yes, I know.
Laugh and sing.
Dance,
but while we're apart, don't give your heart to anyone.
Dance,
and don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. Oh, darling. You know I love you so. Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never ever let you go. I love you oh so much. Yes, I know.
Oh, I know
that the music is wild, oh, like sparkling wine. Go and have your
yes,
fun.
Yes, I know. Yes, I know.
Laugh and sing.
You can dance.
But while we're
you
apart, don't give your
you
heart.
Dance.
To anyone, I don't forget who's taking you home, and in all times you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Whoa, say the last dance for me.
And the Animals wind up the show with a driving number about a dance called The Mess Around.
Everybody
there you heard The Animals, who we hope will be back again on the show very soon. And that's it. This is Brian Matthews signing off from Top of the Pops. And we sincerely hope you enjoyed this swinging get-together with top British groups and artists in our London studio, where you met Cliff Bennett, The Rebel Rousers, Dave Berry, The Cruisers, Susan Morn, Unit 4 Plus 2, and The Animals.